Welcome to the P. Primo Show. It is episode 164, and we are going to cover As the Mattress Turns with Alex Milstein. First, I'm going to pay the bills really, really quickly. If you haven't bought my book, Sell a Million, what are you waiting for? 101 Tips for Furniture and Mattress Store Owners to Sell Another $1 million or More This Year. If you need any help implementing anything, I will give you a free consultant call up to half an hour long to help you implement anything in the book. Call me at 419-560-3169. And I want to thank Steve and Greg, who sponsor the show with Mattress Industry Network Group. If you don't belong to the Mattress Industry Network Group, what are you waiting for? We want you in this group. It's a great group. It's run by retailers for the benefit of the entire industry. If you want to learn how to market, how to build, sell, and succeed in the mattress industry, join our group today. Everybody is welcome. Whether you're on the wholesale side or the retail side, we want you in the group. Come on in and join us. And one special sponsor this week, BIA, is having a special event next week. It's only 9 days out. It is the Mattress Success Summit. It's not only 60, sets of mattresses, and the best selling new things that weren't even in Vegas. Whether you want two sided, you want latex, you want split heads, we have it all. You want coolant covers, we have it all. It's all going to be there, plus free bonus sessions. And the bonus sessions, we have incredible speakers. We started this off with three speakers. We're up to seven speakers, 12 sessions, 100% free. Scott Vaughn, who owns Happy Z's, who's absolutely lighting it up, will cover the three crucial steps to winning in any economy. The unbelievable, hey, Jonathan Wilson, good morning to you. The incredible Bob Munkel, who is just rarefied air. If you have not seen Bob Munkel speak and you are within six or seven states, you need to come to this and see Bob Munkel. He will absolutely change your life. Hey, Tim McDonald, how are you, brother? Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Jeff Giannacovo, is gonna, one of the elite store owners in our industry, and the best marketer that I know, from start to finish, master in the customer experience. All of us can improve our customer experience. And then Bob Munkel turning no into yes. That's going to be unbelievable. Tyler Rich, who is absolutely lighting it up in Fairmont, West Virginia. Guys, he's going to do Facebook marketing on a budget. And Randy Thompson, the adjustable bed tidal wave. If you're not selling as many adjustable beds as you want to, you need to get here. It's 100% free. Call me at 419-560-3169. Also, Chris Dehaney, leveraging your resources. And my friend and my boss, Steve Carnes, he's going to be talking about mattress selling secrets for furniture stores. Sometimes furniture stores get real frustrated with mattresses. It's a little different than selling in a sleep shop. And all the tips that you'd ever want will be at that talk with Steve Carnes. So let's get started with Alex. Thank you very much. Alex.
Hey, Pete.
There's a lot going on, dude. There's a lot going on. I saw that you just broke our talk. And a lot of things have happened since then. So where do you want to start as the mattress turns? You're my guest and we will talk about anything you want.
Okay. Let's talk about what has happened since, what was it? 2 weeks ago now was the announcement.
Yeah. So a lot of things have happened. I've learned, that they're going to be doing, private labels for some very large companies. Deals have not been quite inked, but they'll be inked in the next 30 days, probably most of them, which shocked me and somewhat frightens me a little bit. I mean, private labeling is what we do at Benton Industries of America the best. And listen, even with Ashley, getting into that, there are McDonald's and, you know, we're more of an Eddie Merlot's. So, you know, they're going to make a good cheeseburger. It's going to be a consistent cheeseburger. But if you want something better, if you want the best steak and you want the best profit margins and you want the best quality, you're going to come to Benton Industries of America for that anyway. So the other thing that I learned, which is happens sooner than I thought, it's actually in the reps bags already.
Okay. Explain what you mean.
Resident. The Ashley reps can sell it.
All right.
So that is, I thought that would happen a year down the road. I thought, boy, I hope there's not a resident rep that's watching this and learning this for the first time. That would kind of, I might get a lot of phone calls. Oh, let me do my disclaimer. Everything that follows on this show is my personal opinion, does not represent the opinion of any lines that I represent. These are my opinions and my opinions only. Did I do my disclaimer the right way, Alex?
Yeah, I think that was great. So, you know, I think to your point, anybody who's not familiar with the power of Ashley now has a better idea of what they can do in a short amount of time. You know, I don't think that they came into this acquisition thinking about what to do. I think they came into it knowing exactly where they were going to go with it. And things are moving quickly. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the ways that actually makes money is they do things with a strategy and a plan and they make money from it. So, you know, I think it was bound to happen, but you're right. It definitely, it's kind of amazing how fast they move.
Yeah, no, it is. Listen, I have a lot, you know, I've said this 100 times and you guys get tired of me saying it, but I need to say it because there's still some of you guys out there. You don't respect your competition enough. And if you study Ashley, you should respect them. You may not like everything they do. You may not want to be the kind of company they are. You may not want to build the kind of products that they build, but you need to respect what they do and you need to understand what they do. They are a manufacturing company that manufactures midline to promotional products as good or better than anyone. And they're a logistics company first and foremost, even more than a manufacturing company. They have the logistics dialed in. They have for many, many years and they keep leapfrogging ahead. So here's my question for you, Alex. Mm-hmm. Did you catch a whiff of this before it broke? Because I can tell you I didn't. A lot of times I am forced to sit on things to the point where it's painful. And I did not. I honest to God thought, Ashley's buying SSB. That's what's going down.
Yeah.
I mean, something has to happen with SSB. They're a holy mess. So something has to happen there.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't hear names specifically, but I did hear that there was going to be a big deal going down in the industry. I think I actually heard it in Vegas. But yeah, it, you know, the more I think about it, it could make sense or it could have made sense for Ashley to buy SSB, but I don't know that SSB was in a position that Ashley could move as quickly as they did and will from here on. You know, they would have to repair a lot of things within that company. So to find a brand that is already whole, essentially, you know, was a much more savvy business move for them, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot easier to get their arms around it, mm-hmm. especially from a product standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, the literal breadth of the SSB line is, would be hard to get your arms around that as an operation. And you know, anyone who's really good at operations, they like to run lean. They like to run fewer SKUs, not more SKUs. And just from that standpoint alone, any operations guy that I've gotten close with over the years would rather run, fewer SKUs deeper and get really good at making them. And everybody at every station knows exactly what they need to do to put those few SKUs together. So what else is going on in the industry, man?
Well, I've been thinking about, you know, what this particular transaction means, and, you know, in conjunction with all of the other acquisitions that have happened over the past year or will happen this year with the TSI Mattress Firm deal. You know, I don't think it's a question anymore of will there be more acquisitions. I think it's a question of what will the industry look like in 5 or 10 years down the road if these acquisitions continue at the pace that they, you know, were going last year. I think there's three or four last year, but three or four big ones. You know, obviously the BIA Satva one, it's pretty big. And then, you know, I just think looking beyond which companies are buying up which companies, we just need to look at what the industry is going to be like. And it's become apparent, I think, to everybody that they're going to need to step up their game continually. In Vegas, I think the amount of new and innovative, really, product that a lot of these exhibitors put out, I think that's going to be something that is a regular occurrence from here on out. You know, they're going to need to keep innovating and thinking of creative ways to compete with guys like Ashley, who, you know, are backing Resident. And potentially, you know, Mattress Firm and TSI, which interesting point, you know, TSI put out a release the other day saying that, well, they were giving an update on the Mattress Firm deal, and they were basically saying that they were going to keep their floor, you know, with multiple brands, have a multi-branded floor. And I've seen some backlash to that where people are saying, sure, they might have other products on the floor, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be encouraging their RSAs to sell Tempur Sealy products first and foremost, which I think is an interesting point. What do you think about that, Pete?
Yeah, that is an interesting point, and the point is well made. My counterpoint to that would be, do you not think that that's already happened? To me, that's kind of a dog comment, but listen, anybody that wants to participate and make comments, they're always welcome. And I think it's always good to have more dialogue than less dialogue. So I don't want to be shutting anybody down or making them feel bad about their comment, but I think they're already doing that. I think they're already encouraging all the TSI sales they possibly can out of Mattress Firm. I mean, everybody at Mattress Firm, you know, even if they didn't get quote, you know, memos about it, everybody reads the trade magazines. Everybody knows what's going down. So, I mean, you want to make your mom and dad happy, you know, you sell their products. So, listen, I think it's a way to get the deal passed through the federal agencies that are responsible for protecting our country from monopolies, because that's the risk. Nobody wants to use the word, but I'm 63. I have a luxury that nobody else has. I'm on the end of my career, and I don't really care if I upset anybody. But that's what we're really talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, can this deal get approved as a Sealy only, Tempur Sealy only deal. And I don't think it gets approved. I don't think it passes the sniff test. Being multi-branded, I think it does. Tim yeah. McDonald. Yes, Pete, my staff better take them to TSI first. And I'm a family owned and operated. LOL. Yeah, they better because it's the highest priced, thing on your floor. And Stu says that lineup is a bangers news a palooza. It is. It really is. I'm so happy that we got Bob Munkle and that Jeff and Scott agreed and Randy Thompson agreed to come back. And now we're adding Chris Tahaney and adding Steve Carnes and Tyler Rich. Yeah, it's something else. So you're welcome. Hey, close your store and come on up, Stu. You got to get a break sometime. Anyway, what were we talking about before I went off on a squirrel?
Well, so the potential of Mattress Firm, you know, selling or pushing TSI products. But here's my observation about that. If sure. that's already happening, which a lot of people say it is, then there's really nothing to worry about. You're still going to be doing business as usual because if they're already doing that, they can only do it so much more. It's not like Tempur Sealy right. is going to bring more dedicated employees to Mattress Firm. Right. They're really working on the backside. So, you know, I think, and to Steve Houck's article, which was great, he made the point that, you know, independent retailers have heart, which is something that corporations lose as they get bigger, I think.
They do.
So, you know, I think a lot of people were initially scared of what could happen, but if you really think about it, it might just be, you know, business as usual. And you're still going to have to up your game because you would have to do that anyway in the times that we're in. Right. So,
right.
Yeah, I think that's a bright side to the potential of this deal.
Yeah. I read Steve's article and thank you for publishing that because I think it was a really important article. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, retailers forget that it's not just about the lines that you carry. It's really more importantly about the experience you deliver to each and every customer. And that starts, before they even leave their home. This is where it starts right here. It starts with their phone. Very specifically, it starts with a smartphone and it starts with a Google review. It starts with, you know, being found on the map. It starts with your website. It could start possibly with your social media. And it's different. It used to start in your parking lot. Man, your parking lot better be sparkling clean because they're not coming in if it's got a bunch of litter all over it. And your presentation of your store in terms of your windows and your walls and what does it look like from the outside? It better be spot on, and it still needs to be spot on. All those things need to be addressed. But today, more than ever, think about that customer experience. And that's why Jeff said from start to finish. And so often we think, okay, it starts when they open the door. No, it does not start when they open the door. It starts when they start looking for a new mattress, and they're doing it with a smartphone. You know, we really need to wake up and tune in to that. Jonathan Wilson says, is there a transcript available for this podcast? I'd love to quote that line about it's not product, it's experience. You can go on YouTube, you can find it and you can replay it and just jot it down. I think YouTube might actually do a transcript, Jonathan. I'm not sure. That's something I'll have to talk to someone smarter than me about. But thank you for the question. It's a great question. And yes, anytime you can quote somebody else, it's always good because people are tired of your ideas. You know, as a sales manager, I get that. You want you know, if you hear a quote that sounds similar to something you've said 100 times before, it's always good. It's always good. Yeah. Any of you guys out there that are watching and listening that are not subscribed to Better News Now, you really should get on the bandwagon, because I get something almost every day. It keeps me up to date. And Alex listens to everybody, not just the big guys. I mean, was there ever like a Steve Houck article in Furniture Today? No, never happened. They just talk to the big guys. Mm-hmm. And Alex talks to everybody, little, medium, and big. So,
yeah.
And what were we talking about?
Well, so to go back to the, you know, the retailers, independent retailers have heart, and that's the difference, and they focus on their customers. That's something that I've picked up talking to retailers of all sizes, is those who are successful genuinely want to help people. You know, you can tell that they have an interest in helping people and seeing them, you know, get their best night of sleep. And that's something that, you know, I think is going to become more and more important as corporations and, you know, bigger companies owned by private equity build up their brands and buy other brands and that kind of thing. That's going to be something that continues to set independent retailers apart in a really big way.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I think that we need to interview for that. If you look at one of the most successful companies right now in the entire industry, it's Happy Z's in Paducah and Benton, Kentucky. Small populations. They're putting up incredible numbers despite a mattress firm coming into town. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they hire for heart. They hire for coachability, and they hire good people who care about other people. And, you know, we as an industry need to do better. So anybody that has questions about that, call Scott Vaughn. He is the guy responsible for creating this culture that they have at Happy Z's. I think that average age of a salesperson at Happy Z's, I think it was right around 23 to 25. It might have gone up to 25 to 27 recently because they hired an older gentleman, but Scott will not hire somebody unless he establishes in multiple interviews, not just one interview, multiple interviews, that this person is coachable, that they will listen, that they will follow the lead, and that their heart is in the right place. And that's something you can't teach. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone's heart's not in the right place, do me a favor, because I love this industry. This industry's been so good to me. Please don't hire these people, because they're nothing but a cancer in our industry. And it hurts us every time we hire somebody that doesn't have heart, that doesn't really love and care about their customers. It hurts us as an industry. So please stop doing that. And we do it way too often. I shop stores all the time. I'm in lots of stores because I have, you know, a lot of different lines that I represent. So I'm in almost every store, but the few stores that I don't have business with, I still go in and see what's going on. And I am just absolutely floored at some of the people and some of those big box stores that we've been talking about. I mean, I've literally had RSAs who would not get up out of their seat. It's like, seriously, they won't take their hat off and they won't stand up. It's like, really, dude, are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, coming out from undercover and going, you know, like, I love this business and you're a disgrace. Please resign today. So that's my rant for the day. Stu, I'd buy from Scott. Yeah. I buy from Scott all the time. Yeah. I buy anything Scott wants to sell me. He's an absolutely great human being. And people get mad at me when I say this, you hire what you are. Let me say that again. You hire what you are. If you're a really good human being, you're gonna not be able to hire a really bad human being unless they're the greatest actor or actress in the world. You're gonna feel a riff there and you're not gonna hire them. So, and you end up with who you tolerate. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, somebody gets by you through the interview process, or you just threw a body in there, and please stop doing that too. Hired a hearing. I just needed a body. No, you don't need, just need a body. Just putting a body in a store will destroy your brand. Yeah. You're better off doing it yourself until you can get the right person. I know that's easy to, I can see the hate mail coming right now. It's Pete Primo at Ameritech.net and Chris Stone, my producer. You can send the hate email to him too. That would be cast ahead. He's not gonna put up his email though. I mean, it's huge what Steve put his finger on. And, you know, you look at, you know, guys like Jeff Giannakovo, it's the same thing over there, man. You know, they're really good people. The RSAs that work there, they deeply care. They want the customer to get the right thing for them. And they do the right thing. And I, you know, it's something that I've always talked about, doing the right thing. And it's a pledge that I make. And it's actually on my website. It's easy to say and it's hard to do. And sometimes it costs us money. And to me, that's where the rubber really meets the road. When it costs you money to do the right thing for the customer. I know I am preaching. I am, Tim. Tim McDonald says, preaching Pete, let's go. I'm jumping out of my seat right now. Well, evidently I'm jumping out of my seat too. Something about when me and Alex get together, it's like nitro.
Yeah.
What else is going on in this industry we should talk about?
About AI.
Can't make this up. See it?
There we go.
I wrote it down a few minutes ago, so we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
All right. Stop putting your head in the sand. It's not going away. Become the master of it. Listen, I got to tell you guys a funny story. This is years ago, many, many years ago. A dear friend of mine, Jonathan DiPrenzio, he was the vice president of sales at J.V. Schultz. He said, Pete, he goes, you're a student of the game. And I go, yeah, I am. And he goes, you like reading, right? Yeah. He goes, you gotta get this book by Jeffrey Gittimer. And Jeffrey Gittimer is a sales guy. He's out of Philadelphia, just astronomically great sales guy. And I read all of his books and all of his tapes and all of that, but he was coming live to Cleveland. So I went and he started talking about this new social media that I didn't know about. Mm-hmm. It was called LinkedIn. And he said, you better get on it now. And you listen, you don't like what I'm saying. I can look at you. You're all yawning at me. You're all like, no more social media. I'm tired of Facebook. I don't want to do LinkedIn. You got to do LinkedIn, guys. And I don't know if you pull up my profile, how many people I'm connected to. I can't tell you. I don't know. But he said like an initial goal was like 5,000 or something. I think I surpassed that within a few months. And I actually took courses on LinkedIn. And I have to take some more because I have to learn. Same thing applies to AI. It's not, guys and gals, not going away. AI's here. It doesn't replace you. So how many connections do I have? So his curiosity is getting the best of him, my producer. Chris Stone, you are the best producer in the whole world. 16,000 followers. Nice. Okay. So I did my homework, and I will tell you this. Anybody who's a B2B salesperson, you gotta hook up with Jeffrey Gittimer. He is rarefied air. Well, you probably got 50,000. How many does he have?
No, not even close.
How many does Alex have?
500 plus.
All right. But they're probably all good. I'm not sure I know everybody that I'm connected to. I try to do the best I can, but I limit social media to 5 minutes a day. And I get, this is what I get. Whenever I say, I limit social media to 5 minutes a day, I get texts the next day. Hey, you were on blah, blah, blah. And you made comment. You were on there for more than 5 minutes. Like I was in a waiting room. I was in a traffic jam. That's what happened. There is no way I'm sitting in my office and just being on social media. It's not happening.
Yeah. But, I think, you know what, that the comparison of social media to AI is really interesting to me, because so when I worked at Furniture Today back in, you know, when I started back in 2016, they weren't doing social media. And, you know, I was definitely probably the youngest person at the company at that time. And I questioned, I said, why aren't we doing social media? And they said, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we should be doing social media. And, you know, now if you look today, they're still doing social media in a big way, and everybody is. And that's because they found out that it was important. So people don't want to miss out on this or on these, you know, technological trends, right, like they did with social media. And that happened with augmented reality, but more precisely 3D models and visuals. And, you know, people slept on that. And now they're catching up at the same time. And, you know, the big difference though between AI and social media to me, is, except for LinkedIn, which definitely can help you with hiring or just keeping, you know, networking, industry networking, keeping ahead of the news, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Other social media like Instagram and Facebook, if you're a regular person like Pete and I, it doesn't help you get anywhere. It doesn't better you. It doesn't benefit you necessarily. So, but AI is very different, because that will be something that you can use to, you know, improve efficiencies and take away, you know, little odd jobs that you wouldn't normally want to do. And it's going to be something that is integrated into our society in a lot sooner than we think it is. So to start learning about it now and embracing it is a really good idea. I wouldn't suggest just hoping this is going to be a fad, like social media.
It's not.
People thought that was just going to, you know, go over, but.
See, here you went. You launched me into orbit again. So, I want you guys to look at AI as something that I need to get my arms around. I need to understand it. And it's really not that complicated. And one of the best quotes that I've seen, and I'm gonna butcher it, but here's the essence of it. AI is not going to replace you as a salesman, but a salesperson who knows AI and uses it well might replace you. So understand that. You really need to get good at AI. Me and Scott Vaughn ended up on the same seminar. It was like a 2-day deal that we both went to and learned a lot. And it can help you with your social media posts. It can cut out a lot of time. The most important thing that you're ever going to learn about AI, garbage in, garbage out. You got to get really good at selecting the correct things. And I'll tell you who's way ahead of the curve. This is Giannakovo. Jeff Giannakovo's way ahead of the curve. He wrote me a market letter in the voice of P.T. Barnum. Step right up, you know, a market invitation like that. And there's a lot of fun things that you can do with AI. It can cut down on your creative time. Does not replace creativity. It doesn't replace. All it does is it speeds things along. So if you are a smart, creative person, it could never replace you. But what it can do is help you go faster, way faster. And it can help you go better too, I think. I think you can sharpen your idea quicker to the necessary point, and you can look at something and go, nope, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. But you know what? I like this other thing, and I didn't think I'd like that. And I had them both within 30, 40 seconds. And that's the thing. You have to play around with it. You have to learn it. I would encourage you to find mentors who are further along the path than you, so you don't have to start at ground zero, so that you can kind of hit the ground running with this and then stay up on it, guys. It's just like you said, I'm never going to do Facebook. I told my daughter I would never text. Do you know how many orders I get? Guys, I would be living in a hut somewhere if I didn't text orders. If I wasn't willing to communicate with my dealers by text, I'd be living in a hut somewhere. I swear to God. So, you know, you have to embrace technology. And Alex said it so well. It's not going away, guys. It's not going away. So embrace it. Find a mentor and really get your arms around it and never let go of it until the next big thing comes along. But even then, AI is not leaving. It's not going anywhere. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. And yes, can we sit here and go into the weeds and say how scary it could be? Yeah, we could do that, but let's not and say we did, because I really don't have time. I'm focused on building your business. And when we're talking about delivering a better customer experience, AI can help you with that, because a customer experience, remember, it starts with a social media post. It starts with maybe a text message. It starts with an ad. And AI is invaluable to you to help you create ads, to help you create posts. You can do it so much faster and easier with AI. I promise you that the best thing you'll ever do is invest some time and money into getting some good mentors on AI and embrace it, guys. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I can tell you this. If you don't, your competitors will, and then you'll be at a disadvantage, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already happened in the last 10 years with social media. So, you know, yeah. I think, and then again with 3D. So I think it's a good lesson to take away, is just learn about it. You know, you don't have to go out and adopt, you know, the latest innovations, which honestly, I don't even know. What I use AI for a lot is audio to written transcription, which I think a lot of retailers can use as well. Because if you have a meeting and you didn't take notes or anything like that, you just want to go back and read over the meeting notes. There's somebody there and it's AI, but there's something there that, you know, can write it down and record it for you. I've taken meetings with people where they have an AI assistant who is taking notes on our call so that they can go back over it later. And, you know, I mean, if you have a weekly newsletter, you can, you know, get AI to build a newsletter for you every week, and you can type in a topic and say, base it on this topic. And, you know, it just cuts down so much time, because retailers are expected to be, in addition to sellers of mattresses. They're expected to be marketers and advertisers and, financial wizards. And, they're expected to be all of these things. And if you can take some of those things and put them off onto an automated process that does them just as well as you would, then it gives you more time to do everything else.
Yep. 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 And I think that is one of the huge benefits right there. It gives you time to do other things. And listen, I said garbage in, garbage out, and it's true. The better you are at entering the right things, Stu Segura, AI can't help you if you don't know how to use it. Test and tweak. Yeah, that's great advice, Stu. You're 100%. Test it and tweak it and make it work for you. Make it serve you. I mean, the most important thing you're ever going to understand is, who is my customer? Once you know who your customer is, and it's evolving and you're constantly trying to understand who they are, then you can usually put them in 5 to 6 avatars or buckets of people. When you understand that, you can make AI start to do social media posts in the voice of a 50-year-old man who is slightly conservative, or a 20-year-old girl who's very liberal. You could actually put that in there, and you will get those different prompts, will get different answers, and you can actually learn how to use it to reach out to different buckets of customers in different ways. Your social media post should not be limited to one voice, to one customer, because what happens is only the customers that you're speaking to in a certain way hear you. The other customers dismiss you. So you have to re-engage them on a different post. And being just completely vanilla and never speaking to each of these buckets is a sure way to die as a marketer. So
yeah,
use it. Stu, I love you. That's the best. That GPT doesn't take naps like I do. How did you know I took naps, Stu? You take naps too? Okay. Enough of that. So AI is a thing. We both had it on our list. What else is new? What else is new or likely to happen?
I don't know. What else is on your list, Pete? I'm curious.
I had the whole virtual thing, that it's really important for us as little independent dealers to up our virtual game in every way. And that's from Google, Facebook, how to use these different tools. And not every tool is for you. You cannot get attached to media. And that's what happens a lot of times. So there's three stools to success in marketing. There's three legs to the stool that support it. And it's message, media, and market. And market is what I just talked about. Who is my customer? Who is my customer? And if I know who my customer is, then I know my message, and that dictates my media. What we do as store owners often, hey, that guy over there, he's doing something on Instagram, so I'm going to do something on Instagram. Well, he's got a completely different customer base than you do. And yes, those people are on Instagram, but yours are not. Your people are on LinkedIn, or your people aren't even on social media, because the real high-end customers, they're not on there nearly as much as you'd think they are. They're too busy making money to be monkeying around with that stuff. They have assistants that check on that for them, but they don't do it themselves. So, know who your customer is. I think that's huge. I love what you said about new product and innovative product. I think that's going to continue. That's going to be important. We should talk about the avalanche of LaTeX offerings. And may I say this? Thank you, Posh and Lavish, for doing such a great job and making LaTeX more mainstream today than ever before. Unless you go back into the 60s and 70s when there was really big LaTeX programs. But LaTeX kind of fell out of favor for whatever reasons, and it's been making a comeback. And LaTeX, you know, I'll never forget this. It was 20, 30 years ago, and it keeps getting repeated. And when we ask, when journalists ask the presidents of mattress companies, what do you sleep on? Like 80 to 90% say, I sleep on LaTeX.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They know LaTeX is the best.
Yep.
They know LaTeX is the best.
Yeah.
Yet they don't offer it to their dealers, to offer it to their consumer, which just floors me. It's like, you know, it's the best. You should be offering. And might I add this? At my open house, which I call the Mattress Success Summit because it's more than just product, you're going to see a lot of LaTeX, a lot of solid LaTeX. You're going to see LaTeX and split heads. You're going to see 2-inch and 3-inch LaTeX toppers with split head options. You're going to see a lot of LaTeX at BIA. And a little known fact is BIA is the largest purchaser of LaTeX in the country for sure, and probably in the world. So we do an incredible amount of LaTeX business. We buy it better than anybody else. And our LaTeX is organic and it's gold certified, and it's something special. And a lot of people don't even recognize us as a resource for LaTeX. But we really are. If you're into LaTeX, you need to have our LaTeX, and you need to have it on your floor, both as all LaTeX and as hybrids. Some of our best-selling beds are split head hybrid with LaTeX. Thank you, Scott Vaughn. Scott Vaughn asked our owner, Phil Karlitz, please make this for me. And guess what? Phil made it for him. And he's selling those beds like they're water. I mean, it's just unbelievable how many of those he goes through. And those will, both of his bestsellers will be at our open house. So
nice.
What else did I have on here? I did have a note. I loved what you said about 5 to 10 years down the road. Heck, I'd like to see what it looks like 1 to 3 years down the road, dude.
Yeah.
And I think it's very, very wise for all of us, but especially people responsible for running stores, who own stores, and people who run manufacturers. What does our business look like 5 to 10 years down the road? It's very important. But don't lose sight of the fact that it's going to look very different in just a year, and in 2 years, and in 3 years, let alone 5 and 10 years. But that long-term perspective does help sharpen your short-term actions and strategies, and it dictates your tactics. So I don't think we can ever go wrong as an industry when we focus on the customer and helping that customer wake up pain-free and happy, as my good friend Jeff Giannacovo says. Helping that customer get a good night's sleep, which allows them to wake up happy and pain-free, is the single-minded focus we should all have. And the combination of an adjustable bed, LaTeX, memory foam, hybrids, however we get there, support and comfort are different and need to be tailored to the customer, combined with great pillows, combined with great sheets and great protectors, and a good education, you know, about how to get a good night's sleep. What should the temperature of the room be? Should it be 68 or 70? Well, it depends. It depends. Mm-hmm. I sleep the best at 68. Now, my wife is very frugal, so I've learned to sleep at 70 during the summer because she ain't having it. But when I go to a hotel room, it's 68 for me. So, you know, get that phone out of your room. Get that phone as far away from you as you can. After a certain point, when I'm charging my phone in a hotel room, it's in the bathroom. And if I can close the door, I close the door. I mean, I want it as far away. When I sleep at home, my phone is not next to my bed. It's two rooms away. I don't want it near me. And the other thing that a lot of times we forget about, dark. Make sure it's dark in your room. If you have a bunch of lights, you know, they all add up. And, you know, this little charger here and this little thing over here and this little doohickey here, get rid of as many lights as you can. Have it nice and dark and have it as quiet as possible. And people go, what do you mean by that? Well, you can get curtains that are foam back that actually reduce noise. That's a thing and you can do with that. Yeah. So we should be experts to help our customers get a good night's sleep above and beyond just the things that we sell in our store. We should be able to help them in all those things. And everything that I just mentioned is a social media post, by the way.
Yep.
Individually, not all at once. And that's, I think, sometimes what happens, Alex, is we get this mentality that we have to do all or nothing, and we have to do it all at once. And the reality is social media and all marketing is best if it's just a little bit at a time with a lot of interaction, a lot of thought, and a lot of process to help your customers understand who you are before they ever walk in the store, and to make sure that their expectations are met. And they should know who you are by everything that you put out there, everything that's on your website, everything that's on your social media. Mm-hmm. When they walk in the door, it should be like they're walking into their friend's house. Like, I know this place. Yeah. I've seen that in a video before, and I've seen that dude or dudette. I've seen that person. That's really cool. And when you do it right, the customer experience really is the most important thing. And it's the thing that we got to keep coming back to, whether we're talking about AI, which is super important, logistics, that's important, your mattress selection, it's all important. But how we kind of put all of that stuff together is where we often fall down. So, Alex, we got to jump off because you got a meeting you have to be to.
Yep.
You always get the last word. So what would you like to say to the audience?
Everybody just keep thinking ahead, keep looking to new ideas, get creative. And Betting News Now really appreciates your support. And I really appreciate you having me on the show, Pete.
My pleasure. Thank you for being a breath of fresh air in our industry. I love what you do and keep doing it. Till I see you guys again, sell a million.